Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. On Sunday, Ukrainian voters elected Petro Poroshenko president. The pro-European billionaire also has close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin. The integrity of Ukraine's election was a source of concern for Ukrainians and for Western countries worried about separatist regions in the east of the country and the influence of President Putin on Ukraine's sovereignty. We're mentioning all of this on Vermont Edition today because a Vermonter has been in Ukraine for the last week watching events unfold. Roman Kokodiniak normally lives in Cabot, but this morning I spoke with him from the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, about his experiences.
I actually wanted to be more in the live world. I had worked in Ukraine. I have colleagues and friends and family in Ukraine, and I wanted to be here to support them during this quite historic and awfully tragic time. I was here, I worked in the 1990s and in the early 2000s, and was here in the 2004 during the Orange Revolution, the second round of elections, as an election observer for OSC. And I wanted to come back, and I was going to be an observer probably in the second round, but not in this first round.
But as we now know, there wasn't a runoff second round. Poroshenko's
Correct.
Victory was declared pretty decisively and pretty early. Do you have the sense that he's going to be a unifying leader for Ukraine in the sense that we're getting that voters want him to be that?
I think there's a tremendous amount of hope and in him doing that. I think the best way I guess I would characterize it is that I think there's sort of a conditional trust for Poroshenko. And that comes from, I think, the older generation. I think a lot of younger people who I've spoken to, they are somewhat skeptical. They really did not see a candidate that energized them or it felt fresh to them, someone who was more independent and offered some new leadership. But I think that by and large, the people that I've spoken to, and again, I've only been here for less than a week, really want stability and order and want to get back to, well, the enthusiasm and the hope that the Maidan protests and uprising brought with it.
You mentioned the protests, the populist uprising over the winter that ousted the former president, Viktor Yanukovych. That was back in February. Do you see that movement continuing to have an effect in Ukraine?
Oh, absolutely. Although I have to say the concern that I have currently is that the events in eastern Ukraine and the dialogue among some of the major powers has been a distraction from what has been going on the Maidan.
And when you say on the Maidan, we should say the Maidan is a big square in the capital. It's sort of an independent square where a lot of the gatherings take place.
Exactly. It's independent square. It's an area of approximately 10 acres, and there are approximately 24 to 30 tents, and each oblast or province of Ukraine is represented on this Maidan. They have pretty much kept in place the barricades that are there. There are vigils to those who were killed throughout this center city of Kyiv. Kyiv is the Ukrainian name for what is commonly referred to as Kiev in the West. So there are vigils, fresh flowers throughout where people had perished.
So you're still seeing that this movement is being kept alive. What do you hope now in terms of political movement now that the elections have passed?
Well, for one thing, there's a tremendous amount of resolve. Let me give you an example. I had about a four-hour walk excursion with two activists from the Oblast of Rivne, which happens to have been close to my mother's village. And they took me, for the first time, actually, they took someone on the walk of the network of streets that they had fought in. It was quite moving, as you might imagine, and quite somber. And what was clear to me from talking with them and talking with their compatriots in what is really the 10th city is their resolve. one of the discussions that happened is that the mayor, the new mayor of Kyiv, has indicated he would like to see the Maidan dismantled within 1 or 2 weeks. And their comment is, we're not going to leave here until we see some concrete changes. And what they essentially want to see, clearly they want to see an agreement and integration with the European community. And more importantly, everyone mentions that they want to see the end to this kleptocracy and the institutionalized corruption that exists in this country. And they're going to stay here until they see some concrete measures to do that.
Roman, you mentioned that you see the uprisings in the East as a little bit of a distraction from the movement that you've just been talking about. And that separatist movement in some eastern areas has been characterized as sort of an East versus West split among Ukrainian people. Do you see it that way? Do you think that's accurate?
I think it's terribly oversimplified. Certainly there are differences, regional differences, culturally, economically, within Ukraine. But by and large, there is a unified desire for not only institutional change, but major social change. They want to be a part of the world community. And they have felt for quite a long time, and this is something they've told me, they feel like second-class citizens. Difficulty getting visas, having to find jobs in Western Europe illegally, just a number of different problems. 77% to 80% of the population of Ukraine is ethnically Ukrainian. They consider themselves Ukrainian. They may be bilingual, they may speak Russian and Ukrainian, and there's a strong commitment to respecting the rights of minorities, including Russian speakers and Russian ethnic Russians. And I think the Maidan is a microcosm of this. On this Maidan are people from all of the regions of Ukraine, all of the provinces of Ukraine, including Donetsk, Luhansk, Kharkiv, a very solid core support for what is going on here.
Vladimir Putin has said he will respect the results of the Ukrainian election. And Petro Poroshenko has said he has close ties with Putin. He thinks he'll be able to have good negotiations that will go somewhere, I think he was saying, as soon as July. So how do you see Russian influence in this election and that relationship? Where would you like to see that go?
Well, again, from my perspective, the events in the East were an attempt to destabilize the election, and it didn't happen. My sense is that I don't think the Russians and the Russian people want to occupy Ukraine. I think they want to have good relationships with their neighbors, both on both sides of the border. In terms of people here, I don't think there's much trust for Putin in what he says. And they're very hopeful that Poroshenko can resolve the issues that currently exist between certainly Russia and Ukraine.
Roman, you have to get back on a plane to go to Vermont soon to come home. Do you have a positive outlook about what's happening in Ukraine?
I do. I'm very, very hopeful for this country. I think that one of the things that's changed for me, I became fairly idealistic after the Orange Revolution and thought that Ukraine had really moved a long distance towards significant change. And clearly, that has not been the case. There's been a lot of difficulty. And what I'm realizing is this is a much longer-term process. This is really going to be a multi-generational process. But I do have hope for both productive and peaceful relations. And the other thing that I think is one thing that's different about what happened in the Orange Revolution, they wanted to see a political change in the leadership. They, of course, didn't see this. And this is much more, I think, a revolution for dignity. Many of the people I spoke with, in fact, found the Yanukovych regime an embarrassment. the amount of corruption, graft, the enormous amounts of wealth that left this country, that went into the pockets of government officials within his administration, was just shocking. I think people are truly ready for a change. I still need to make a visit to Western Ukraine to visit with my family, and I want to hear their perspective, and that may be different depending on which region I'm in, but I have a tremendous amount of hope.
Roman Kokodiniak lives in Cabot. I spoke with him this morning from Kyiv about the election he traveled to Ukraine to witness.